This is an EVP. This is an EVP. These were recorded by the Long Island Ghost Hunting Team. Light. To hear more, come listen to Light Paranormal Radio. Go to lightparanormal.com and subscribe to us in iTunes.
No, I heard a woman's voice.
You heard a woman's voice?
Yeah.
What is that?
Sound like hello.
Para X Radio, and you.
This is Johnny. Johnny is going to use his computer to contact the spirits. His sister Jenny is very curious and watches. Johnny just typed in www.para-x.com and is now communicating with the dead. You go, Johnny. Jenny is excited because now she can listen to shows like Night Watch with Todd Sheets, Caps Paranormal Radio with David and Tom, Paranormal Awareness with Bill Metz, Ghostology with Brian and Anna Marie, Leinster Paranormal Radio Show with Danny and Cormac, and the Ghost Divas Live. One day, the world will be a better place when we can all be like Johnny and Jenny and tune into Para X Radio at www.para-x.com. All paranormal, all the time.
Beacons of Tomorrow presents Deconstructing Fireflies, a post-apocalyptic short story by the Ghostman and Demon Hunter shows Nathan Schoonover and Christy Peterson. Bees are real, birds are not. Deer heads rot on rooftops under the blazing sun. Chickens explode, and one stricken little boy searches in unlikely places for the souls of the mechanical animals his father creates. This unsettling tale is now available in the speculative fiction anthology Beacons of Tomorrow, second collection. Buy your copy at TyrannosaurusPress.com, Amazon.com, Tower.com, and most online book retailers now. Beacons of Tomorrow, second collection. It's a vision of the future so grotesque, you won't be able to look away.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Ghost Hunters Incorporated is a paranormal adventuring team that formed in northeastern Pennsylvania during the late 90s. Since its inception, it has grown to become an international organization with outposts in Washington, Pennsylvania, and Ontario. For 10 years, GHI has remained one of the most innovative and passionate entities in the paranormal community, all the while remaining completely independent, a rarity in the current generation of cut-and-paste ghost hunters. From the very beginning, GHI has continued to strive for a more humorous, sanity-friendly, skeptical, I should say in quotes there, approach to the topic of the unexplained. No ridiculous international standards, no para-celebrity mentors, and no phony, and I gotta stress that word, phony, certification. Because we're not, are you certified in anything, Doug?
I'm certifiable.
Yes, he is.
But that's a whole different show.
With that, I'd like to welcome Greg, Dana, and Nick from Ghost Hunters Incorporated. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Are we all here still? Nick, we didn't lose you. I thought we were going to lose you, man.
I was much to the dead zone. It didn't cut out. I was surprised.
Wow.
Well, good.
You're meant to do this interview.
Now, one thing I got to point out before we went to break, I was so jittered from talking to Michael Graves after the whole Mark Your Own comment. I screwed up our break. I totally missed the cue and stuff like that. So whatever. Sorry about that, guys. But I was obviously a little bit rattled after talking to Michael Graves for a few minutes. So sorry, guys. I'll fix that
stuff later.
So all right. Okay, what's going on, Nick?
Someone's blowing into their phone.
Nick, are you blowing into your phone again?
It's the wind. I'm outside. I'm going inside right now.
It should be us since we just ran up the stairs.
I know. I'm like...
Yeah, they went out the smoke, and I
breathe heavy every time I talk to GHI.
The newest thing...
Well, there's reasons for that.
The newest thing that you guys are working on, this is like kind of like the elephant sitting in the room, so let's get to work on this thing right now. The newest thing that you guys are working on is a project called Who Forted. Whoever wants to explain this to us, feel free. The floor is yours, guys.
Well, basically, MySpace wouldn't let us post nude pictures of Nick, so we needed a place to do it.
Thank
God. I tried. No, it's kind of, Who Forted is kind of an outlet for our frustrations. We, a while back, started doing these weekly news updates on our MySpace blog, and they kept getting deleted by the MySpace powers that be. And we decided that we'd sit on the idea for a while, and Who Forted is what came out of it. I mean, we're kind of frustrated because there's a lot of media outlets out there. There's, like, different magazines, you know, Cast is a magazine, and there's all these different paranormal magazines that we don't really like. I mean, it's kind of like accept everything, question nothing sort of mentality. And that's good for some people, but hopefully that's not good for most people.
Yeah.
And so Who Forted is our answer to that.
Well, you know, and we talked about that a little bit ago when we started the show up here. We were talking about, you know, I want to ask more questions this year. You know, we're fresh, brand new year here. You know, I don't want to, you know, Doug mentioned, you know, he put me in check and said, well, I don't want to turn this into the Jerry Springer show. And I'm like, well, no, that's what I don't want to do either. But
I'm okay with it as long as I can break a chair over someone.
Right.
Well, that's why we have these new chairs here.
Yay.
New
chairs
No, but I want to ask more questions this year. It seems like there is a bit of complacency going on now where people are just accepting, you know, well, here's what an EVP is. And this is, you know, and I hear a lot of people, they you know, what's an EVP? Can you please explain it to me? And I hear the same explanation over and over again. And I understand that it's generally, you know, this is the kind of the shared thing, but can we go a little further? Can we dive into this thing and try to learn more about what these disembodied voices may be, right? I think that there is, like you were mentioning, Greg, there is this, you know, accept everything, question nothing, you know, attitude, I think, in a lot of things going on now. So to ask more questions is a big thing, and it sounds like that's what you guys are doing now.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with asking questions, and I think that we sort of, and I mean, this is an overgeneralization here, but I think that overall it's a community of sissies, because no one can take someone poking some fun at them, no one can take someone taking their evidence, looking at it and saying, well, you know, that could be this and that could be this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that people need to maybe build up a thicker skin, because progress isn't going to come out of, you know, people accepting everything they see and not wanting to hurt somebody's feelings. I mean, it's not about hurting feelings. It's just about, you know, when you take a minute to step back and, like, just look at the field we're in, the community that we're in, mm-hmm. I mean, we look crazy. So if you can't laugh about it and, you know, try and help people maybe not look as crazy as they might,
yeah,
you know, you're going to end up looking crazier in the long run.
Well, I think, you know, again, and I know I've been witness to this personally. I mean, people show us their stuff all the time, you know, their pictures and their EVPs and things like that. And I'll be the first one to admit that I know in my mind, I look at that and go, oh, my God, it's a dust orb. Not another dust orb. My God, no more dust orbs. But even me, I don't want, you know, just what we do here, I don't want to hurt people's feelings either, you know what I mean? So I do the same thing. But I think, you know, in order to make things go further, to push things forward, go ahead.
Well, I tend to be a little diplomatic in that kind of a case when people show me this. And I try to be diplomatic, and I say, well, you know, we're going to, you know, if you show that to a serious researcher, whatever,
they're going to say,
you know, you have a dust orb there. And I said, but I tell people that what it really means is whatever it means to you. And if you think that Grandpa's looking over little Jimmy, then Grandpa's looking over little Jimmy.
Just don't take it to the National Enquirer, because they're
right.
Well, they'll print it.
Yeah,
you know.
You know what? I'm totally with you there that far. When we start to get irritated and aggravated, is when people try and profit off of Grandpa looking over Jimmy when everyone knows it's just a piece of dust.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you on that 100%. That is, I think what I was saying before though is like. And as this happens, some sweet, sweet, nice lady will come up to me. This has happened several times.
It's happened to me.
Really nice lady comes up who just is a nice, you can tell. You can feel it coming off of her. You know, hey, how you doing? You know, could you look at my pictures? You know, and it just, I'm...
As soon as you hear that, you know you're in for a...
Yeah, you know, 15, because it's like, you know, I don't want to tell this person, no, go away, you are terrible, you don't know what you're doing, do something else. I can't, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I said before, I'm victim of that also, Greg, where I've kind of said, well, you know what, now, Doug, you're a bit more diplomatic. I need to take a wing on that, too, I think, and go, hey, you know what, this is cool, but, you know.
Right. A photographic expert would say, you
Bunch
know, no,
holes.
This is going to be this and that and the other thing. But in the end, it means what it means to you. But that's what I, and I leave it at that. But you're right. I don't then send them a bill for
$150. Well, you're not a consultant or anything like that.
Right.
That's another. And
I'm not a demonologist.
We'll
either.
Start letting it all hang out here, I guess, because that's one thing I've been seeing a lot more. Is
wait, you haven't got your certification yet?
We all did from Dr. Dawn.
Yeah, Dr. Dawn.
Oh,
certification
right.
School.
No, I think that there are a lot more consultants out there. You know, there are these people that
a paranormal consultant.
We're consultants, right, Doug? We're consultants at our job.
Pretty much, but we're... Oh, yeah, at our job.
At our job.
We are consultants.
No, at our job. I'm not talking about with paranormal at all. I'm talking about at our job, you know?
Yeah. We're but we don't make that stuff up. Like we
have actual certification.
We have actual papers that say we can do it. We have actual experience.
We get paid money to do that.
And
we can do it
and there's also results. That's the thing. Like either the server works at the end of what we do or it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? And if it's working, then all right, we did our job.
And that's where I think I'm getting as frustrated as you guys are over there is that we know in the paranormal when somebody says, well, this has been my favorite thing for years, and this happened way back in the, I can say it now, the beginning of this decade, was we'd be out there working and people would say things like, you see, it's right over there. Now, how the hell do you verify that? How do you verify that? Now, I'm like, there's nothing over there, man. There's nothing over there, right? But you get people, and that's the thing. The whole point is that, you know, you have consultants, you have demonologists, you have all these people that love to give themselves these titles because it makes them feel powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And then they say, you know, I can verify this because I'm an expert in this field. You're...
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I mean, how many years have we been saying this now, Doug? There is no experts in this field. There's not one. There's people with more experience than other people in this field. I mean, I'll acknowledge that. I mean, I'm more likely to go to someone with more experience.
And there's people in this field that I respect.
Yeah.
They have to say.
Yeah, yeah. So this whole certification / titling thing, I mean, it's all one big ball of craziness, I think. And I just kind of look at what we do, you know, professionally. And I'm like, okay, we're consultants too, but... Yeah, like you just said, we get results, though, from what we do. It will fix a problem. I don't see too many problems being fixed from paranormal consultants.
Well, like I don't know. I mean, either the ghost goes away and leaves the family alone or it doesn't.
But how do you verify that?
Sure.
Like, Greg, you're going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, how far have we really come in investigation in life after death since, you know, whenever people first started inventing it? I mean, we've got a bunch of fancy toys that may or may not do anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I haven't seen any conclusive proof yet.
I, too, share frustrations. Like, for example, when we went to Camp Chesterfield.
Yeah.
These people just don't serve enough good food.
What?
I'm getting tired of this.
No.
Yeah,
The thing is okay, here's the thing. One of the things about the... Like you said, since people have been ghost hunting, or since people have been, you know, thinking about life after death. Well, obviously, you know, that's been forever. But the thing that I can study the most, I should say, is the beginning of the spiritual movement, because that's fairly well documented. You know, you had Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and you know all these other people running around, you know, doing the spiritualist movement stuff. So that's got some place in history. So you can actually look up in books, you can, you know, read stories and diaries and journals, and you can come up with some information from the, you know, later 1900s until now. And that's the whole movement. It's got documentation. So you think, okay, spiritualist movement, let's go look at this. So we went to Camp Chesterfield. Now, you would think that after 100-plus years... they might have built up something, right? like they might actually have, like, one answer, you know, that I've been thinking, you know, gee, I've got these questions. I want somebody to show me even just a hint of an answer. But they didn't really have much of anything. I mean, it was fun and it was interesting. It was definitely historical. But, you know, the spiritualism camps... at least Camp Chesterfield, didn't really show me any answers after, you know... 100-plus years. That's over a century, and
sure.
I still have all my questions.
Yeah, well, see, that's why my BS detector starts to go off when I hear too many people that sound far too sure of themselves in something that can't be proven.
Well, yeah. I know, well, I'm sure you guys get asked questions also from people. You know, one thing I mentioned, I hate to say it now, you know, and this is going to be kind of rough, but you know, I remember, you know, a number of years ago when ghosts would come up in a conversation, right? I would say, well, hey, I'm a ghost hunter. I can maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
right? And nowadays, I find myself kind of going, oh, yeah. Because, you know. Cause
I don't want to tell anyone.
Well, because of the first, because the first thing that comes up is like, well, do you guys do it like they do it on that TV show out there?
And I'm And how many times can you have that conversation and not want to rip your face off?
Well, then I have 3 hours of explain to do, like, no, that's not how it's done. Here's, you know. And you go through everything, and then one thing bleeds into another, because that's how I do a conversation. So, you know, that.
And you end up talking about Hannah Montana.
No, we end up talking about Motorhead usually.
Oh, Motorhead. That's
usually
right.
Where we end up at Motorhead. Yeah. Somehow we always end up at the Church of Lemmy. That's just
oh, well, that's true. Yeah.
So, no, but there is, you know, this frustrating thing where, you know.
Right. Popular belief right now is that you run around with these detectors.
And everything happens.
And
to you.
Everything's dark, and all this stuff happens, and you get these
wonderful. In our eyes, we see through night vision completely. We see everything in night vision.
Everything is in night vision, So, the popular opinion, you know, right now is it's not very well represented, I think, in the media. There's only that one little facet. But there still is a whole lot of other topics to explore.
Yeah.
But people seem, either people seem only interested in that one bit, or that's all that they're jamming down the public's throats.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, that one topic seems to be the most profitable right now. That probably has something to do with it, too.
Why? Well, why is that the profitable one? I mean, I know that, all right, I'm not blind. I've been in the industry for quite a while. I know that.
You said industry, you bastard.
demographic. I don't know. What are you going to call it?
I've been in the field for over 27 years.
I have been in this field. No, but I'm not blind. I've seen what's been going on, right? I'm only half blind, actually. And so what happens is, you know, it started out with, obviously, you know, books. And I like books. I still like books.
Oh, yeah.
I think that books are interesting because you can pick it up, you can read it, you can loan it to your friend. You can pick it up. Read it and say, oh, this is drivel, and toss it on the back burner or whatever. I mean, it's a book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So books, they always have been and they always will be, I hope, still written. And whether it's drivel and or not, at least it's not wasting, you know, an hour of your time when you could be watching the latest reality TV series. But what happens is, you know, because you... You don't watch them?
I don't
watch them. Top Chef. Oh. Anyway, so...
Top Chef.
That's only because Project Runway isn't on right now.
Oh, shut up. Anyway,
are you guys on the other end getting all this?
Yeah.
They're writing it down. Right
paper out.
Doug watches Top Chef.
Let's be blunt here. I'll be blunt about it. Well, go ahead, Doug.
But they're only exploring the ghost hunting part. I mean, they did, you know, the ghost hunters on Sci-Fi. They do the night cam lights out, you know, which, of course, there's back and forth on what's going on with that.
Well, the only thing that's really getting explored, though, is the actual activity. Out of the woodwork. The only thing that's getting explored is the activity, you know, if it's there or not, right?
Right.
There isn't the, you know, and how many times we said this in the past, Doug, there isn't, you know, you don't walk into a place and spend an hour in there and have all this stuff happen to you, right?
Right.
We've been to places where nothing's happened to, nothing, zilch. We've been there several times, spent hours and hours of time.
Oh, I would say that out of the number of, let's put the number of hours I've been ghost hunting in the past 5 years at... 1,000. I don't know.
Yeah,
it might be 1,000.
Yeah.
998 of those were
nothing.
Not very. Yeah, nothing happening.
Probably met a lot of cool people, had some great conversations, but as far as, you know, seeing something that might.
I can count on the fingers that I have the number of like unexplainable experiences I've had.
Yeah. So I mean, go ahead, Greg.
It's like Doug was saying earlier too. You know, the thing about books is. With books, you know, you don't need crew assistants, you don't need cameramen, and you don't have half an hour to finish it, you know? Mm-hmm. You can take your time with a book, and a book can go into the details and all that other kind of stuff. But with television, I mean, you got to sugarcoat that crap and make it, you know, swallowable for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that if everybody saw everything that went into each television show, they'd never watch it, you know? They'd never want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's the problem. And I don't think a lot of the viewing public realizes that it's pretty darn boring most of the time,
mm-hmm.
and more than likely, and I mean, I've noticed this lately, in a lot of television shows that are out there, it seems like the shows that used to not find a whole lot of quote-unquote evidence are finding a whole heck of a lot more now that there's a ton of competition.
You just said it. That's because it's a market now. Period.
Exactly.
It's a market now, and look, you got to turn the volume up. We got to turn the volume up over
absolutely.
Here. You know? I mean, let's be frank about this. Reality TV and Satan's website are what drive this thing now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're scared. They're the scariest things out there to drive this particular field, I think. You know, I know when we first started, I mean, I have to mention that, you know, if it wasn't for the Internet, you know, Ghostly Talk
right.
wouldn't be here. Ghostly
That's
Talk
true.
Wouldn't be doing this show at all.
Sure.
That's an obvious point. That's fine, but I think people know that, you know, we don't spend that much time on. I don't, because it kind of scares me now. As far as Satan's website is concerned,
yeah.
It's a scary website. All I do see just nothing but. Oh boy, I just
alphabet soup.
It's getting there. And with the shows and stuff like that, it's. I think people just obviously get the same impression that, you know, it all happens in 1 hour, and we're out the door, and we have all these experiences, which, you know. And it has to be said, it does create this awareness aspect. People are out there trying this stuff. That's great.
Absolutely.
But if you
have... But these same people are under the impression that there are rules and guidelines and certain places they need to be members of a family, you know, in order to do this and do this correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and I talked to you about this a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that it's you know, it's a positive and a negative thing that we're operating in a field, and I use the term loosely, that has no set standards. I mean, it's positive because, you know, you don't have one group of people out there who are, you know, setting these rules that everyone else has to abide by. I mean, you know, anyone can do what they want. They can experiment in all these different sorts of ways. But on the other hand, you know, I think you called it the Wild West.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to say, Greg. I'm like, it's the Wild West out there right now because there isn't any rules. You know, there's guidelines that people learn from TV, right? They learn these guidelines and things like that. But yeah, other than that, it is the Wild West out there. As a matter of fact,
the very family that you're talking about, and there are other things that are people doing that are trying to organize the Wild West right now.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I mean, what's it going to take? We you know, so we have the Louisiana Purchase already because, you know, everybody wants to be on TV. And then, so boom, you know, MySpace is the Louisiana of modern era. And so everybody gets their claim, their stake, their little piece of the new territory.
Yeah.
And then they run out and about trying to, you know, make a pilot. And, but what I'm wondering is, like, what... Why isn't that a valid way to organize the alphabet soup on MySpace?
Well,
why isn't
that's
the family
rewarding? It's rewarding insanity. It's rewarding. It's encouraging people to act as crazy as possible, because the crazier you act, the better you look on television. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like lately, common sense. Like, you're chastised for using common sense. You know, to point something out at somebody, you know, it'll hurt their feelings.
Well, it isn't exciting to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Greg, but...
No, that's all right.
It's not exciting to say, well, there's not really much going on here, guys. We've been here for 12 hours, and nothing's really happened, right?
You know how you solve that? You get interesting people to be on the show.
Mm.
You don't just hire a bunch of spuds that are going to sit there with no personality, you know? You know, the problem is that when these shows started... They operate on the burden of proof. That's the whole operation. I mean, you know, the end is the reveal. And if the whole show is set up around the reveal, you're just going to have a lot of disappointed people if you don't find anything time after time after time after time.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, statistics would dictate that if really, as much as every ghost hunter I've ever talked to says that nothing happens, you know, I don't think that the television show producers are going to fund 90, 90 expeditions that do nothing, because it costs money. They're not going to fund 90 expeditions that do nothing to get the 10 to 20 that are going to get something, you know?
Exactly. One thing, I want to point one thing out, though. We're going to go to break here in a second, guys. But this is one thing I was just thinking of when you were saying that, though, Greg. I remember, this is remember when Jerry Rivers was really big? Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jerry Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he was like, you know, you couldn't get him off the TV set after he got his nose kicked in by that Nazi skinhead guy? He did a special where they found a vault in Chicago.
It
belonged to Al Capone.
Al Capone's vault.
Right. You remember this thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this was like a four-hour thing. And I remember being glued to the TV set.
I remember
with
it.
My dad.
We
and all like, were. What could be in here? Could it be gold? Could it be jewels? Could it be all this stuff, right? And at the end, they found some old money, and they found a couple of just pocketbook things with numbers in there. It was so anticlimactic, but we all watched the heck out of that thing. So it has happened. Now, that's just like a one-time special. I mean, we're talking, you know, we're getting into like seasons of things and stuff like that. But that was just a one-time thing. But people seem to watch that. And at the end of the day, wait a minute. Another example here. We might have to go through the break, whatever.
I vote we just blow through
We'll blow through the break. Yeah. Screw it. Okay, I told you this might happen, guys. We're going to go through the break. Here's another one.
Right.
A few years ago. Great Pyramid. Remember that?
Gotten Brink's door. Right? And there was another door behind it.
Gotten Brink's door. I sat on a message board for a week before this thing. Doug, you made popcorn, remember? We made popcorn at your house for this thing.
Yep.
I was so excited about this. And I'm actually reading stuff on message boards. People are like, I think on the other side of the door there is a wizard waiting for them to give them knowledge. Now, okay, that aside, I was just so enthralled, no matter what, just to see what was on the other side of this door. So they made another four-hour special out of this thing, right? Drilled a hole through the door, put the camera through, and there was another chamber, right? Nothing too exciting, but for me, at least for me, I was like, hey, I think that's fantastic, man. I think that's amazing.
Exactly.
You know, they didn't have...
Because, I mean, now you know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we've heard people with TV shows say on this show and in our personal lives, we've heard people say the best stuff hits the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
Because it's just not marketable.
It's just not,
you know,
it's just not exciting.
It's not as exciting to the everyday viewer. And so, I mean, I see television.
It's happening, though. We're seeing stuff happen, though. I mean, I just mentioned the pyramid example and then, you know, the Al Capone thing. This stuff does happen, and it seems that people have enjoyed it. I really got a kick out of that pyramid thing. I thought it was really cool, even though they didn't find a wizard on the other side that was going to give them knowledge. They just found another... I'm like, we're looking at something that hasn't been seen in over 4,000 years.
And
that's pretty cool, man.
That is really cool.
All right, that's pretty cool. So, admire that, right? Do we have to have a demon jump out of the wall and try to eat our brains every single
week?
Well, we do now.
I mean, the precedent has been set, right? Like, what's going to happen now? It's going to get worse until it gets better. I mean, and I hope that this is the last hurrah. I can only hope, but I have a bad feeling it's not.
Hey, I have a demon named Bob following me.
Yeah.
For the record. All I'm saying.
Where did this come from, Bonnie?
I'm just saying. I do.
You have a demon named Bob following
you. Yep.
Well, that's not a whole other show, Bonnie.
That's all documented.
No, I agree with you, Greg. I think it is going to get...
On Satan's face.
It is going to get... Well, I mean, let's just take reality TV for a second. Just in general.
Okay.
Just in general, not paranormal reality TV. Reality TV itself. And say... I flick around here when in between watching Monster Jam and, you know, the westerns on AMC, right, which is my forte. I hit these things and I see just women with their breasts hanging out of their shirts, running around like maniacs, drunk and high out of their mind. Go ahead.
There's the chick who took a crap on Flavor of Love.
I heard about that.
But you're seeing...
She was like running up the stairs or whatever.
Yeah. The
point. And it got written up on the internet like every day for 6 months. But no, what's interesting is there's different flavors of reality TV. There's the competitive kind.
But they're all getting more and more extreme as we go along. It seems like people are pushing the envelope even harder and harder every week.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, here's the annoying part about it is, I mean, I don't think that stuff has to be unbelievably over the top insane to be entertaining. I mean, there's and then there's some things that are
over the top and crazy, but they're in a manner that you can swallow without like rolling your eyes. Like take Mythbusters, they love to blow crap up.
Yeah,
and the show is awesome because you know I'll believe the stuff that they come to because they even make you know all the backstory behind everything, the science behind it. It's fun and it's interesting.
Mm, right.
And, you know, there's more shows like that, but I don't think they're getting a whole lot of.
Well, Weird U.S. is another good example. Those guys just basically cruise around and look. James Willis is, you know, we've been talking to James Willis for years. All those
and
guys.
And you know what's cool about them is, you know, there's no pretense to that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they go around and they show. I mean, I love the books. I've got a bunch of them, mm-hmm. and all they do is they take what's there and they say, here you go, make up your mind.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And those are
right.
And yeah, like you said, there is no pretense there. There is no drama going on. It's just like, we're going to check this thing out. What you think? Yeah. So my whole thing, though, I think is just that with reality TV in general is just that it seems like in general. Again, I'm not talking.
Well,
about
I like my competitive ones, like Top Chef.
Oh sure.
And
well, when are we going to have next Top Ghost Hunter? When is that going to come on? I mean, it's a matter of time.
Well, don't they already have that, actually, for kids on HBO F or something, HBO Family?
What?
They actually have a reality TV kind of series where this one guy is, like these two kids, you know, one will be sent into a haunted location with some equipment,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
they'll film it and stuff, and like a vase will rattle, and then he'll be like, oh, the vase rattled, and then they'll be like, oh, that's where, you know, the maid had her hands chopped off, or whatever.
Oh,
and then,
great.
And then he'll come out, and then they'll send in a little girl, you know, and something completely different will happen to her, the chandelier will shake.
I think I know what show you're talking about. I think it's Canadian. Have you seen that show, Dana? No.
It is Canadian, and it runs at least here on our cable channels on HBO Family. HBO Family.
I know what one you're talking about.
And
yeah.
I actually thought it was pretty cute. I thought it was. I did. I thought it was cute, and I thought it was interesting, and I thought it was fairly innocuous. But
what are they?
But they're not trying.
Are they
to
in
prove,
a conversation?
It's a,
well,
it's a contest.
Competition.
It's a contest kind of thing for these kids, and these kids can go. And then a panel of kids who know absolutely nothing.
Well,
about
yeah,
ghost
you're
hunting.
Still building.
They vote for the best of the two ghost hunters.
Yeah, and that's really great. Yeah. But again, it's still building on sand. Period.
Well, yeah,
it's building
yeah,
on sand.
It's purely and
well,
only.
And I'll just put this out there. We've been talking about these shows for a while now, and I can't say enough good stuff about them. There's at least two shows that are out there that I would encourage everyone to go check out if any of your listeners haven't seen them yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not American shows, go figure,
mm-hmm.
but they're awesome, and they deal with like the strange and things that you don't normally you know get to immerse yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is John Safran versus God, and he deals with all these strange religions and things you hadn't heard of, and it's crazy. It's great. It's all he does. I mean, and he's so interesting and entertaining to watch
mm-hmm.
that you know. There's no pretense there. He just goes around and documents these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another guy called Louis Theroux, and he did this series for a while for the BBC called Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends. And he hangs out with UFO nuts. I mean, like, everybody. He does, like, these two guys who have this blaster ray that they kill invisible aliens with.
Wow.
Oh, stuff like that.
We gotta get those guys on the show.
I've only done that twice.
Yeah.
I've only.
But I think, you know, they're available on YouTube and stuff, so anybody can go check them out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a Region 3 DVD player, I can't stress it enough, they're excellent, and you'll see what we're missing. Here with our sugar-coated, you know, crap.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the chocolate we were talking about earlier. You know, we were eating, Bonnie bought us these wonderful chocolates for Christmas. And it seems like anything outside of this country just seems to be a little less sugary. It's a little bit easier.
And it's more smooth.
It's more
and
smooth.
And it really tastes a lot better.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
nice
what
I'd
like.
Thank you, Scott.
What I would like is all these alphabet groups that popped up on MySpace since, you know, in the past, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Or four.
Pick an acronym, years. Then pick a name.
Right, exactly. And and I think if all these people, now each and every one of them has done at least one or two pilots, right?
Pick an acronym, then pick a name.
Right.
And the closer your acronym is to TAPS, the better.
Yes, if it ends in apps, you're all set. Yeah. Like,
I've seen some of the most hilarious acronyms, and you just know that they just thought, okay, guys, we're going to form a group, and we're coming up with the best acronym we can, and then we're going to come up with what it stands for. And you can tell that they just labored to see how they could fit that Z in there.
Well, if you refer to Scott L's Guide to Starting Your Own Ghost Hunting Group, written in 2004, I do a whole write-up on that, as a matter of fact.
On how to pick your name.
I'm going to have to pull that thing out of the vault again and play it, because it ties right into what we're talking about. Yeah, because, yeah,
Well, there's a danger. There's a danger of doing it the other way, picking a name and then having the acronym.
Why is that?
It could be NIPS. The eminent Marcus Leader,
yeah,
who is a thinker beyond all thinkers, I think.
Well, he took a beating for that here on this show.
he
took a beating for that, guys.
So bad.
I'm still waiting on my T-shirt for that.
But the Northern Idaho Paranormal Society was a very questionable choice.
Well,
you know.
When you put it in acronym form, yes. So
he did it the wrong way. You're supposed to pick the acronym first. But anyway, so this alphabet soup,
can we get an acronym for Lemmy?
We're gonna have to work on that one.
We're gonna have to figure
submissions for Lemmy.
Yeah,
submissions.
Email that to us.
ScottL@ghostlytalk.com.
I want to start a ghost hunting group called Lemmy. I want you guys to fit the words into the acronym. God, this is great, Greg. I love this. This is fantastic.
There you go.
But these it's beautiful.
But these alphabet soup groups have come up with all this stuff, and each of them has done at least one or two pilots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if they happen to own their pilot, I would love to see. Because sometimes they don't. I would like to see a website like YouTube, only it could be PilotTube or something, and they could put their pilots up. And heck, I
started that years ago.
What's
that? You guys remember 2 years ago? It was like ParanormalTube.com.
Like
a month and a half.
Is that still around? I mean, I think I went there like once or twice.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't even know where Lou Gentile is. I haven't heard from him in years.
Well, ever since the fine.
Yeah, we haven't heard from
him. That's correct. He's the pirate broadcast.
Yeah. Arr.
Well, no.
Ahoy, matey.
Well, okay, so.
I got 10,000 doubloons.
Well, the.
I'm sorry.
Here's where we go spiraling out of control.
What have I told you?
I don't know.
No, okay, but no. The point being here, you were on that. You were doing something, Doug.
I was saying that all these. I would love to see these pilots. I would like to see all the pilots all at the same. Oh no!
No, you
somebody,
not.
Somebody typed in something to the chat room.
Bonnie's out of okay. Bonnie, GHI people, you're gonna have to wait a few minutes for Bonnie to stop laughing. Now
we're administering water as we speak.
Okay, wait.
Did somebody say something or
no?
She just randomly is laughing.
She's just having
nobody
a laughing
said
fit.
It's your girlfriend's fault.
Oh,
my girlfriend's
yes.
fault. What'd she do now?
She created a name for a paranormal group.
Oh,
hey,
no.
What is this?
Paranormal Inquiry News and Investigative Services.
Oh! Greg, write that one down, brother.
You know, there's a group of people on YouTube who a while back created a video that was kind of funny, and their acronym was, they were fighting against ghosts. Seriously.
Fighting against ghosts.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me?
Wow.
No.
I love that
funny.
One.
Well, I said before in a nicer way, but I'll say it in a more straightforward way.
This could send us their, letter jackets.
Yeah, I want one.
Or
cap. There you go. You got a contest.
Yeah.
The best acronym.
This is what I'm talking about, though, I think, the reality TV thing and Satan's website. There are what really are, again, I really want to be fair here and say, I encourage people to get involved and try new things, but it just seems like we talked about the other day, Greg, that, when people say, well, we want to start a radio show, how do you do it, Scott? I go, well, first off, why do you want to start one? What's the reason for you to want to start one? We want to start a ghost hunting group. How do you get started? Well, why are you doing it? If you're doing it because you want to get on, the food channel.
Girls and beer.
Yeah, you know, exactly. I'm
and
here
pirate.
For that. Right?
Pirate radio.
Why are you doing it? That's the number one thing. That's what I always ask people, and it seems like a lot of the reasons now are not, you know, for the reasons I know I started back in the day.
It's
like,
to get on TV
yeah,
or
stuff,
for
man.
To get on TV or for money, which
yeah.
is hilarious
exactly.
because that's not what a hobby is.
No,
and you know what? You know, and I know I've said this too, and I know that Nick and Dana can attest for this. I mean, and I know that I talked to you a little about this before, Scott,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like now you are shunned if you just admit it. Just admit it. You do it because it's fun.
Yeah.
You cannot admit that you do it because it's fun. You need some cause, like I'm going to help people,
yeah.
or,
I'm going to fight demons, you know?
Well,
you can't just say, hey, it's fun. Otherwise, people give you crap about it. Oh, well, you're just, you know, if you just do it for fun, you just must not be serious. That doesn't mean we can't be serious about it. We just can't take ourselves seriously.
I do it because the aliens in the tail of Haley's Comet told me to do it. But,
no,
but I didn't know that other people did it just for fun. But
I know when we started out back in the day, it's because we had a serious interest in this thing.
This is my hobby, and this is also my an intellectual pursuit of mine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what this is.
Sure.
That's all I do.
And do you enjoy yourself doing that?
Oh,
you enjoy
only
doing
when Bonnie's
hey,
there.
Hey, you know what, though? That's selfish, guys.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Well, you know, I have to say,
we do
one,
have to go out and help people all the time.
One
not
of
when
the
you
first...
can charge $200 an hour.
What?
To expel something from someone's home.
One of the first
that's not time. Selfish.
No, one of the first times I saw Scott L. get up in arms about something. Was that one of these, was it a debate or was it presented as a panel discussion? I don't remember
debate.
Which.
But
debate. But somebody said, let's face it, we all do this to help people or something like that. Well, that was it. I got dragged out of the building, down the steps, in the freezing cold or whatever. I don't remember if it was cold or not, but it was. But we got dragged down. I got dragged downstairs, and then he literally jumped up and down. They're not in this to help people. They're not in this to help people. What
sure.
what help can you be? You know, and
well, that's
and,
the thing. Is, I mean, how stupid do they think people like us are? I mean, you know. I mean, sure, okay, you might be helping someone, but at best you're doing it inadvertently. I mean, you've got another goal on your mind if you're the type of person that screams that sort of thing. If you're making money from it, you're not doing it to help people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can understand someone, like, coming in, you know, counseling and stuff like that. But, you know, those are the people that say, you know what, I just drove a while to get here, give me, some, you know, some gas money and that's great. Give me a dinner, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if there's people that are out there that, you know, are saying, well, you know, I'll give you the consultation, then it's $200 for your blah, 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 blah session, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing it to help people. They're doing it to make money.
Yeah, well,
mm-hmm.
I know there's been times where we've went and done some investigative work at certain places, and we talked to the people there and, you know, kind of informed them the best we could, because any conversation, this stuff should always start with, look, this is all theory. That's what every conversation
exactly.
should start with.
Right.
We've informed people the best we could. We've taken some pictures, we've done everything we could, and there's been a few times where the people have come, you know, at least to me, or maybe separately or whatever, and said, man, it was really great having you out here, you really, you know, cleared some things up for me, and I learned some stuff, thank you, you really helped me out. Well, that's just a bonus for me, that makes me feel
exactly.
good, like, wow, we helped these people out a little bit, we enjoyed ourselves too, totally cool, it's a bonus for me. When I got into this stuff years ago, you know, a few years ago, whatever, it was not too, I didn't, it's not because I'm a mean person or you're a mean person, Doug, or Bonnie, well, Bonnie's a really
mean
person.
I am a mean person.
But my number one goal wasn't to help anybody. It's because
I
it was an interesting hobby to get into,
sure.
I thought. It was an interesting hobby to get into, I thought. And
it was interesting. I always had an interest in
we all did.
As well. I mean, from childhood on. But what...
we're flying... We have an agenda here, don't we?
Yeah, we totally believe that. There was something else I wanted to ask, but that's not going to work.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want a minute to think about it?
Nope, let's move on.
Well, okay. Hey, what are you going to do?
It's live.
Okay, yeah, it's live. Let's talk about WTF. Let's get into that. I mean, we do have a couple things we want to talk about, you know, and we cruise here. We crank through the break, which is what I knew we were going to do anyways. But, you know, WTF, what is this all about? Let's hear about this.
Again, I think WTF is another outlet from our frustrations and from paranormal television. Mm-hmm. And it's something that sort of came out by accident. I mean, I think you guys saw GHI versus Bigfoot a while back.
God, did we? Oh,
yeah. You know, somebody
you
said...
You guys actually met Tim, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I have met Tim.
Doug has.
I went Bigfoot hunting with Tim, but he...
Lucky you.
The weirdest thing is when that film came out and GHI was going to be on the show... I thought, well, I'm going to have to review this. And then I thought it was like 20 or 40 minutes long or whatever. And I'm like, oh, there's no way. I'm just going to use a little slider thing, you know. By the time I watched it through one time, and I did not use the slider thing at all to skip fast forward or anything, my jaw was on the floor, and I had to replay it an entire another time. I was going to, this is from my preparation was, I'm going to skip through, and I'm just going to watch little scenes here and there.
Yeah.
I watched it through its entirety twice.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's not even the finished copy. Like, it was an accident that you know, stayed out. I mean, people started to see it and liked it, so we just left it up. And it's not even done yet.
Wow.
And, you know, that right there is exactly what WTF is. We want it to be an exercise to show people that you don't have to have a giant crew to do things. I mean, it's like what you guys have been doing for a while. You're completely independent. You build your own studio.
Yep.
You know, you travel around on your own dime.
Yep.
And do this because you like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to show people that you can do the same thing with video. You know, you don't need to have, like we edit, like, GHI versus Bigfoot, the rough cut was edited in iMovie. iMovie, the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, our cameras are consumer-level video cameras. And yet, if we can produce something that many people think is entertaining by it without having to fake anything or have a giant crew... things like that, you know, it just goes to show what you can do when you, you know, actually have an interest in it and a passion in it and aren't looking for money from it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I like to think it's sort of a social commentary on the insanity that the paranormal community has kind of fallen into right now also.
Bingo. Well, you know, and what Dan was just talking about is...
Yeah.
The subject matter of a lot of the shorts, like, you know, the things that are going to come out with it is, I guess we should have said this to begin with, WTF is going to be like a series of online videos.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Weekly.
Yeah.
Some of them will range from anywhere from an hour to like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit different topics and different subjects, and some of them are sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And they really kind of take aim at some of the biggest things that have happened. And it's like you said, it's a commentary on the state of the paranormal community. And I think that people that watch them will understand what we mean by that when it comes out. I mean, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard Nick talk in like 30 minutes.
I'm wondering, you know, I really feel bad because, I mean, Greg, you know, you're like me. We both got the gift of gab, you know, as the...
Yeah, I know. We can't shut up.
And we can go back.
Greg is very hard to interrupt.
Well, okay.
I like listening.
Where's Nick at?
You know what? Screw it. Nick, start talking and tell him about WTF.
I like listening. I'm a listener. I take in what you guys say, and I, you know, process it. You know.
Well, thank you, Nick, for that.
Nick,
thank you.
Strong, sensitive member of the team. No, Nick is actually, you know, he's in a bunch of the things that we shot for WTF, and... You know, I'm sure that we're going to shoot more very soon, which is one of the reasons, I mean, after Who Forwarded came out, a lot of the WTF stuff kind of went on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we've all been so busy doing different things lately that we just haven't had the time to work on both. But I think pretty soon we're going to have that sort of time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'll tell you this much. We're planning on putting one of the episodes out just kind of as a primer with the new Who Forwarded update tomorrow.
Mm.
And it's one where Nick stars. He's actually the only person in it.
Uh-oh.
And he talks about a little... He actually portrays one of our favorite people in the paranormal community.
Oh, boy.
Ryan Arnois.
This should be an interesting Monday for us all, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. So everyone can check that out tomorrow. We're going to put that out and, you know, just kind of a primer. So, you know, people will be able to see exactly kind of where we're going with it. But we're going to have a lot of sketches like that.
It's kind of like an in-depth...
What was that, Nick?
What? Oh, it's just... I don't know. I'm just living the movie. It's like... I've talked to Brian Harnois. We've talked on many occasions, and we became good friends, and I felt it was my need to, you know, get out in the public and portray what his usual normal day every life would be like. And I think I nailed it.
He did. Nick nailed it. And Nick, anything. He and Brian Harnois are good friends, so, you know, he did a very good job at this. But I'll tell you this much. It's basically Brian Harnois forgets to turn his webcam off after he is finished recording Beware Radio.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait.
And we have to look forward to this tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. It will be out tomorrow. And, yeah. And Who Ford is going to have a lot of, or WTF is going to have a lot of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But there will also be a lot more stuff like GHI versus Bigfoot, where we can, you know, maybe find somebody who is mildly lucid, perhaps, at best, to hang out with for a weekend or so and document what they do, you know, and just basically guerrilla filmmaking.
Yeah.
Let me interrupt you, Greg, for a second. I just kind of say something, because I wanted to say it earlier when we were on that subject.
Go ahead.
The whole ghost thing is great and all, but recently I felt like I'm kind of going away from the whole ghost thing. Like, for me, personally. I mean, I still like doing it and all, but after, you know, watching, I don't know, Taz and Paranormal State, all that kind of stuff, it's been a downer.
It's not as fun anymore.
Like what you said about, you know, John Safran and, what's his name? Yeah. And I love doing it. Like what we did with GHI versus Bigfoot with Tim. That to me was, it was fun and stuff, but it was also believe it or not, it was serious too, because we were out there, you know, we did not know what to expect.
Well, that's what was documented, though, Nick, was the work. I mean, believe me, Doug talked about his experience watching that, and I'll talk about mine very briefly. When I watched it the first time, I was at work in the office, and I nearly got myself canned that day because I was laughing uproariously out loud. It was a fun thing to watch. But at the same time, though, you guys were out there tromping around the woods with guns. But you were out there tromping around looking for these things, and some interesting kind of things happened. You know, watch the video, guys, if you haven't seen it. So, you know, there is this stuff going on, and it was a fun thing to watch. I didn't mean to cut you off, Nick, but I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, that's good.
Well, see, you know, it's funny, Nick, because Nick didn't enjoy too much when Tim spent 3 days in Canada with us.
I want to say that on air.
Canada let him in.
Say it on air. It's on videotape.
They let Tim Holmes in. Canada.
And they let him back in the U.S. I'm
flabbergasted. Well, see, you know what was really funny? Because the Border Patrol, they play this game, you know, which of these things is not like the other. And there's like 3 20-year-old kids that are crossing the border. And then there's this like crazy ex merchant marine who's like 50 years old sitting in the back talking about being in Iraq and like, oh yeah, here's my military passport. And the guys at the border were just like, what is going on?
Wow.
Well, I think we covered, because we only got a couple minutes here, unfortunately, but I think I hope we covered what we had listed down here, Greg. I'm not sure. I think, you know what, the thing that I think should be kept in mind here, there was a lot of, I think, maybe some yelling and screaming going on, and things like that, but I think it comes out of, at least for me, you know, a love for what this stuff is about and what this, you know, what goes on here. And, you know, my thing is I really want to see people get involved with this stuff, but I want to see them get involved with it for the right reasons. By no means am I in a controller of anything, but like we said before, I know you said the same thing to people, Doug. I want to get into this stuff. How do I do it? Well, why are you getting into it? Why?
Bingo.
What's your reasons? That's the big thing, I think, that people need to take into consideration. You don't break into this field, first of all. I'm tired of hearing that, too. You don't break into anything, okay? You're not breaking. This is not.
You started a MySpace page.
Yeah,
breaking in.
I don't break into anything.
You get involved with this because you want to do it. You want to learn, or, you know, maybe get something. Whatever you get out of it, you know, besides a paycheck. All right, it doesn't always have to be about a paycheck. You know?
But I also want to temper that a little bit with because there's a similar field or what have you with exploration. because, you know, if you explore things, you want to go search for Noah's Ark or the Bermuda Triangle or whatever, okay. Yeah. You can't obviously afford to, you know, to go do that all the time. So what happens is you need to seek out grants. And so you go and you seek out these grants, and not everybody's paying for that kind of stuff anymore.
Nope.
So what you do is you make do with what you got, and sometimes a fantastic National Geographic special comes out of it, and sometimes a cheesy DVD comes out of it. So, but, you know, I mean, the thing is you sometimes you've got to go do some, you know, in order to go do the things that you want to do, sometimes the funding, although in our case, the funding is not anywhere near the amount of money you need to explore.
Yeah, it's out of our pockets.
You know, to explore, you know, the Bermuda Triangle or something, or the deep, you know, forests of South America looking for the temple or whatever. You know, you can't afford to do that on your own. You've got to seek out the grants, and sometimes that comes from entertainment sources.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, you know, I guess at
that
point, you've got to make a judgment
call. Well, you know, everybody wants to get paid to do what they love. I mean, that's like, you know, everyone's sort of unspoken goal is to get paid to do what they love.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I can understand that. But when you love taking advantage of people, you can get paid for it, but that makes you a real crappy person.
No, it does.
You know, I mean, there's definitely a giant chunk of the paranormal community that does what they do because there's suckers born every minute.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what enables them to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being able to say that you do what you do because you love what you do. And even if there's not a paycheck in it for you. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons that we're doing Who Forwarded and things like that is because we love to do it. We love to do it. I mean, there's not anything for it. You know, Who Forwarded doesn't take pay ads from anybody, so we're not trying to profit.
That's right on the website, too.
And you guys can all go check it out. The website, whofortedblog.com, WHOFORD.
Yeah, guys, we got to go to break, unfortunately.
That's cool.
And then, of course, myspace.com/ghosthuntersinc. Which I think is on all of our friends'
Well, yeah, you guys, now, Greg, you guys, we're having some issues with the site now. GhostHuntersIncorporated.com, is that that's the site?
It's GhostHuntersIncorporated.com. We recently let our GhostHuntersInc.net expire just because it wasn't really doing it for us. So it's at GhostHuntersIncorporated.com.
That's
now
the new site. Cool. Guys, hang on the line. Don't leave us just yet. Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
I think
Thanks
we had
having.
A very, very productive conversation. I think a lot of this is really eye opening for a lot of people. I don't know, whatever. Doug,
coming up next.
Between Michael Graves and Ghost Hunters Incorporated, I'm pretty much cooked right now. We still got Dave Brocky in there.
Yeah, this is amazing. Speaking of somebody who travels a lot for work and gets to go to really spooky places and check
Odor
them out.
Odor of Shurungas himself.
Dave Brocky does that. We're going to be talking with him coming up right after this.
Miss a live broadcast? Feel free to download it direct from the on-demand archives at ghostlytalk.com.